a willow tree.
What about a
sycamore. And then we know you can peel the bark off. You can peel the bark off a willow tree like skinning a cat. But I never did see the bark peeled off of a sycamore.
What about the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Cherry trees, they don't... Well, they'll grow here, but they don't make.
And the kind of tree that's sort of a symbol of the South.
Oh, big magnolia. Oh, and the dogwood. If you keep naming examples, I'll keep going.
And a kind of a bush or shrub, the leaves turn bright red.
Oh, you got a persimmon tree. You got,
Well, a bush, the leaves turn red in the fall. It's got berries on it.
I don't know what hell you call it. We got them at home.
Did you ever hear of sumac or shumac?
Sumac is a vine. Poison. Like poison oak.
How can you recognize
it? By the leaf.
What does the leaf look like?
The leaf is has three points on it, if I remember right.
What about poison?
Poison ivory.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually three on the end of a little stem, and they are shaped a little different. Now you're getting into vines now. You're not getting into trees.
Kind of a flowering bush. I think it's related to azalea. But it's much bigger.
Well, that's not a native tree. I think I know what you're talking about. It looks kind of like a peach tree and just blooms in spring. I don't know what the hell you call it.
Do you ever hear mountain laurel or rhododendron?
No.
And?
If I have, I forgot.
What different kinds of berries growing out here?
Got the dewberry, the blackberry. I just named mulberry, but that grows on a tree.
A red?
Redberry?
Yeah, that you make
sure
to
take with. Oh, yeah, huckleberries in the woods.
Well, one that you would set out in sort of a garden.
Oh, the strawberries.
And this is a berry that I don't know if it would grow around here. Usually it grows further north. It's got a rough surface, and it's some of them are red and black.
Well, they don't do, I know what you're talking about, a rosinberry. They'll brag about how many berries they'll make all summer, but they won't do that. They don't hardly grow here.
Did you ever hear of a
rat? Oh, yeah, raspberries.
Do they grow here?
No. They'll grow, but they won't bear. But I've tried those, and they didn't work good. And I've tried rosinberries.
Because of the climate?
Yeah. Blueberries, they say you have blueberries, but they don't grow here.
Mm-hmm.
You have gooseberries, they grow here. Oh, there's several others, but I can't think of them.
You saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were. You tell someone, you better not eat those, they might be
poison.
And?
Or toxic.
Okay. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband?
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways they refer to each other?
Oh, yes. I may have to ask the old bitch.
Okay.
Or I may have to ask the old hussy. Or, let's see, there's another one they come here.
Is that for the old hussy? Is that for the man, the woman?
That's to be the man talking about his wife.
What would she say
to him
about him?
Or she may say, I'll have to ask the old son of a bitch if I can or can't.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called
a widow.
And the man whose child you are is your
father.
And his wife is your
mother.
And together they're your
parents.
What did you call your mother and father?
Me?
Mm-hmm.